Hey everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. Now this week, I want to encourage you to completely blow your clients away with a random act of coolness. Now, for those of you who don't know what a random act of coolness is, I've gotten you guys just in time. A random act of coolness is something completely unexpected that you give your clients. It's something extra. It's a freebie. It's a surprise, if you will. And yes, since it has the word coolness in there, doesn't hurt if it's also pretty cool. So let me give you an example right from my own business. Now, like a lot of you guys know, about a month ago, I announced that we're going to be doing our next online course on March 4th. So as people started to enroll, what I did was I sent them an email, obviously thanking them, always a good thing to do. But what I did was I gave them all a free on-demand time management course. Now, they didn't order that. They didn't pay for that. But in the act of saying thank you, I wanted to say, here's something extra for you. Now, the feedback completely blew me away. I wasn't expecting this, but I had lots and lots of emails, obviously, thanking me. Lots, probably about a dozen people said, you rock, and they even went into all caps mode with me. Someone actually emailed me the following, which I thought captured the essence here. Wow, what an incredible way to make a killer first impression. I also had folks, three people, referred me as a result, and that generated more business. Now, it doesn't stop there. One of the three referred me to their vice president of sales, who then ended up by hiring me to do some on-site sales training for them. So do you think I got a little bit of a return on that investment? And aside from that, I felt really, really good. I got to be honest with you. So we don't want to reserve random acts of kindness or coolness, if you will, for just the new clients. I mean, we want them for, of course, our existing clients. To some extent, you could do this with prospects, but I'm a firm believer that the people paying the bills for you right now and helping you out should be the ones getting your best free. And also, too, these little freebies that you do, they don't have to break the bank. So let's talk about a few options for you, give you a few ideas to get the wheels turning. You can upgrade their production time. So if your standard production time, let's just say hypothetically, is 10 days, maybe you could upgrade them to like a rush production time, like a 3 to 5 day thing. Maybe you could upgrade their delivery. I know I've received this from some of the companies I do business with, and that's kind of cool. Obviously, some kind of freebie. How about offering maybe a special clients only lunch and learn, maybe a webinar? There's a gentleman by the name of Neil Wood, and he does a lot of training within the financial services world. And one of the things that he's done quite a bit in the past was on a monthly basis, I believe it was, he would get a handful of his clients together, I don't know, maybe like 4 or 5 of them at a time, invite them out for just a really top-level type of dinner at a really nice steakhouse. They were all invited to bring their significant others. And aside from making them feel really good and really, really appreciated, which I think is part of what we're trying to do here, he also would receive referrals each and every time. And he swears that he made more back on that dinner, like an awesome return on investment. And by the way, he felt pretty cool doing it, which I think is always a good thing. I think the other thing that you can do is maybe a client of the week or a client of the month, maybe when you stop by with maybe some lunch or some pizzas, some bagels or whatever it is. Embassy Suites, they do a thing, client of the day. And I was a recipient of that. In fact, I ended up by blogging about it. I was like a little kid, man, on Christmas. And they have a thing. They give you like a certificate and give you a little gift bag with some candy and goodies and stuff like that. Again, not something that's going to put them out of business for doing. So I thought that was kind of cool. But anyway, here's a question that I'd like for you to ask yourself. In what ways can I provide such and such client? Because what you always want to do is think of a specific client, and not client, first day with my new tongue here, instead of client, a specific client with a random act of coolness. So this way you're thinking about, hey, in what ways can I provide the ABC company with a random act of coolness this week? Doing that gets you very, very focused on not settling with your relationships with your clients. And it just keeps a lot of excitement in the relationship. But random acts of coolness, it's definitely something you want to embrace this week. Now, speaking of a random act of coolness, if you would like to be the proud recipient of a random act of coolness from me in the form of a free two-part on-demand, how's that for a mouthful, time management course, you need to do three very simple things. The first thing you need to do is sign up for the online course that we're offering on March 4th, and you need to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/rockyoursales. The second thing you need to do is you need to do this by Tuesday, March 3rd, because we're kicking off on Wednesday, March 4th, and I can't keep it open like after the course goes up, right? I mean, like, how crazy would that be? And last but not least, you got to do a little acting for me. If you decide to sign up, you have to act surprised when I send this little random act of coolness away, because I kind of spoiled the surprise. So anyway, with that, I am Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com, and I am wishing you an awesome week ahead. Go get them.